WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Two women have been killed in a knife attack at a shopping center in the Czech Republic. It happened in a city about 100 miles east of Prague. In custody, a 16-year-old Czech national. In the Gaza Strip, Hamas has released the bodies of four Israeli hostages, said to include Shiri Bibas, a young mother and her two small children, abducted from their kibbutz on October 7th. It's possible that as early as today, the DOGE budget axe will be swinging at the Pentagon. ABC Pentagon reporter Louis Martinez is there.
We're talking about individuals who are serving their country. They're civilians, but they are continuing to serve their country, and they have dedicated missions. Yes, there's always going to be some bloat. We have always heard that the DOD budgets are way bigger than they should be. But at the same time, every job is vital, essentially. And so there are some concerns among the individuals that I've talked to about who is going to pick up the slack for some of these jobs.
President Trump continuing to claim Ukraine is responsible for the Russian invasion. This is ABC News. A big problem at a Georgia fertility clinic. Here's ABC's Juju Chang.
A Georgia woman is suing her fertility clinic after a heartbreaking IVF mix-up. Christina Murray was implanted with the wrong embryo, only to later give up the five-month-old baby boy she desperately loved.
I was his whole world, and having to hand him to complete strangers.
Christina, a former nurse, says she knew something was off the minute she saw her newborn. She and her sperm donor were white, but her baby was African American.
Starbucks is changing to biodegradable cups and lids at coffee shops in more than a dozen states. The chain says they are planning to phase out their clear, single-use plastic cups. Some customers are complaining the new compostable lids have an off taste and are hard to drink from. One customer says the taste was so bad they called it a crime against coffee. Starbucks says customers are always welcome to bring their own cups. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay.
Izervay or Avacincaptad Pegyl is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WISS.FM.
The Bucks are back in action. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks are back from the All-Star break tonight when they host the LA Clippers at Fiserv Forum. Giannis Antetokounmpo listed as questionable after missing the last six games with a calf muscle injury.
I'm okay. Am I 100%? I don't know. We'll see. But I was able to go through practice. It felt good. But we'll see. We'll see tomorrow if I'm 100%. I don't know yet.
Damian Lillard, also questionable. Doc Rivers after yesterday's practice.
We went hard, but not that hard. And so we'll see with him and Dame. We don't know yet.
College football, the Wisconsin Badgers head coach Luke Fickell receiving a one-year extension on his contract with the university. Fickell's deal now runs through March of 2032. He'll earn an extra $100,000, bringing his total to $7.7 million this year. The Badgers were 5-7 last season and missed playing in a bowl game for the first time in 22 years. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. The third season of White Lotus has dropped on Max, and the HBO show has created some controversy thanks to nitpicky social media followers always looking for something to overanalyze. Every season has a new cast, location, and theme music. Season 2's theme music was so popular, it played in nightclubs across Europe. Season 3's theme music has not been well received. Great thing to stress over in this day and age. If you haven't seen White Lotus yet, give it a chance. Saturday Night Live kicks off a new 50 years in March. March hosts will include comedian Shane Gillis and Lady Gaga. Neither are strangers to the SNL stage. Gillis will host the show for the second time on March 1st. The musical act will be Tate McRae. Gaga will wear hosting and musical hats as she covers both roles on March 8th. Gaga has hosted the show before and performed as the musical guest four times previously. Wonder if they'll be invited to the 100th. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Finally crawling out of the deep freeze today. Partly sunny skies with highs in the mid-20s. For tonight, mostly clear. It will be cold. Just not as frigid as recent nights, lows near zero. And then on Friday, sunny skies to be expected with highs in the lower 20s. Currently, it's 8 degrees.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
Joining the revolution this week, we've got WISDEM's chairman Ben Wickler. Be sure to tune in.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker, Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
A new choice. The Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. WISS.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning! Wow, look at those temperatures.
And what, you can really feel that. Did you notice that? You get outside today, it's like, this is nice. Yeah. I thought it was going to like 20, it's only 13.
But, hey, we'll take that. Wind chill's only 2 below. 13 degrees in Green Bay, 12 in Appleton, 8 in Oshkosh. And I hope it gets really warm because I just, with my wonderful car that I drive, the heater is out.
Mm.
So I was driving around last night, and it's like, why do I have a window open? Oh, I don't. What? I don't. Why do I have my thing turned down low? And I don't. I don't. I got it turned up high. Why is there cold air blowing on me?
Do you have heated seats in it?
Yeah.
Did that help?
Yeah.
Yeah.
At least one side.
Yeah, it's the passenger side, though, so yeah. That would suck.
I just got to learn how to, like, drive laying face down in my seat. It's looking in the rearview mirror somehow. Yeah. Oh.
So what was the problem?
It happened before. Heater core, I don't know. Like I said, I pretend I know cars, and I don't. Yeah. And I don't know.
Hmm.
Blowing cold air. But I will,
you know what? It's okay to have the air conditioner on, then you just set it at like 73 or 4. And even though the air conditioner's on, just because it's air conditioned doesn't mean it's cold air. You can change the temperature.
Well, I don't have this. Yeah, okay. I kind of got that. Where it's a Kia. I'm just throwing it out there. So you can say, you know, 86, 84, whatever temperature it says it's blowing out.
Yeah.
But I was doing that just to see if, you know, if I have this as high as it'll possibly go, will I feel any warmth?
Oh.
And I didn't. It was all cold.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's probably something wrong with the heater.
Yeah, there's probably something wrong with the heater.
I think you don't know anything about cars. I'm below that. So anyway, yeah, take it to the garage.
Yeah, so there you go. So anyway, where I was going yesterday, I just want to talk about this real quick. I went to see the Green Bay movie, or the Green and Gold movie.
Oh, that one with that
with
movie
Craig T. Nelson.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the whole thing. Beautifully made movie.
Door County, right?
Yep, Door County. Beautiful, you know, scenery, mm-hmm. And it's in the fall, and that plays a, you know, a big part in it, and beautiful, beautiful, beautifully done movie, just a lot different than I thought it was going to be.
Hmm.
Excuse me. You know, they talk about the part about the Packers going to the Super, yada, 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 and that is kind of a theme, but it's almost kind of like a throwaway scene, or a theme. It's like, well, that's not really what it's about.
Just to put it in there, we can say it was in the,
it's kind of a quirky part of it.
What's Super Bowl?
Well, it was like Favre's. It would be based on like Favre. I think it's based in like 1993.
Okay.
About then. And it was, so what they showed a lot of clips, and it was clips of Favre against the Cowboys back in the day. Leroy Butler's leap. So they took video from about four or five early seasons and kind of incorporated them.
But you're saying that didn't really tie
in? No. Well, okay. I'm not going to give any, no spoiler alerts here. This would be like if you said, hey, just write a little synopsis of the movie without giving anything away. Uh-huh. Okay. Door County farmer or ranch or whatever you call it with the cows. Is that still a farmer if it's just cows?
A dairy farmer.
Yeah. So, okay. So
I think that's a ranch has like those cows with horns.
Okay. So he's losing his farm, way behind on payments. Mm. Okay. Well, I mean, we've seen that movie before. Okay. Mm. So that's the theme in that. And of course, there's the cocky bank type guy driving a Camaro out of the. Driving like a 68 Camaro, which I don't know. I know it's beautiful. It's a beautiful car. So he's the bad guy, of course.
Well, always the victim and villain.
Exactly.
Always.
Exactly. Yeah, and then you've got the granddaughter who's feisty, but, you know, whatever, and wants to be a professional singer and yada, yada, yada. And the part about saving the farm by the Packers going to the Super Bowl, it was one of those things when he and the banker kind of guy got into his, all right, you know, you're packed. Okay, how's this? They win the Super Bowl, I'll tear up the note.
Really?
Yeah. How's that? I'll tear it up. Deal?
Wow.
Or, if not, if they don't, then the next day, you're out of here. Hmm. Okay? So fun. But the part of them.
That's what they call betting the farm, huh?
That's what they call betting the farm. And it's actually one little scene that it's like, that I laughed at. I mean, I laughed out loud. Was, okay, when I was a kid, we grew up playing Schmear. Okay?
Yeah.
And they're playing, he said, I should have shot the moon. It's like, I haven't heard that term, shoot the moon, since my mom said it in 1970 when you're playing Schmear around the farm table. So that was kind of cool. But anyway, it's a beautiful movie, well done, well acted, all those things. But the Packer aspect really isn't a major part of it.
I bet they paid a lot to get those scenes. You know what I'm saying?
Well, and then the another kind of cute scene was they were in they're in the little radio station, and they're like, you have to go on this radio show and sing. And they actually have the old mic of WDOR from back in the day.
County, yeah.
Dorkway. And the DJ, you know who the DJ is? Charlie Behrens.
Oh, cool.
So that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
But you know what a lot of it was, and I thought, I wonder if I'm going to pop up on this in regards. The whole thing when they're in the barn and doing whatever, they're all listening to local sports talk radio. So I wonder if they pulled out, I don't know if I can.
Some clips from that, yeah.
But they did it, obviously, in a more, I'm sure it was Charlie Behrens. It did a little bit more an exaggerated kind of thing. So the Packers this week, they're taking on the Cowboys, eh?
Charlie Behrens.
Well, let's talk to you then. You know, it's like, it was overly, whatever. But I mean, I'm sure somebody in the South would say, well, we don't talk that bad.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
So, but it's a really nice movie. It's and a nice family movie. I'm sure there wasn't any bad language or definitely no, sexy time or not. 00000. Mm-hmm. Very nice. Almost
wholesome.
Fashioned in a certain way, which is okay.
Yeah.
But it's just kind of funny when you go in thinking it's going to be completely one way.
What were you expecting, though?
I was expecting it somehow to be really intertwined with the Packers season. And, that's when I was covering the Packers hot and heavy, and I thought, oh, I wonder if there's going to be some cool stuff.
I see.
Yeah.
Did you think you may have made a cameo in there or something?
I did not.
Did you hear my name?
Some hot Italian stuff doing sports on WDOR?
No, Todd. Okay. I didn't look into the background all the time of the shots at all.
Right. Not even a little bit.
There's my house.
Now, if this had been on the old VCR or whatever, you wanted a couple of scenes, possibly to double check.
Is that me? Is that me?
Maybe. Maybe, Todd, but that's not the main reason.
Well, that movie's doing pretty well, though, right?
You know what I start disliking in person?
Mm.
When they really get to know me. Like, Todd is really, I can't BS Todd anymore, right? You're looking for yourself, are you? No, I wasn't.
No.
I didn't even think of that till just now.
I could ask that question of both of you. So, like, if Jim went, did he, if it wasn't his time frame, were you looking for the
right.
mayor?
They'd have done that.
Hey, are you kidding me?
Those 16 years.
Hey, he knew he was going to be it, and he still walked out.
Yeah. Well, that wasn't very good. Yeah. Anyway, all right. Okay, so you would recommend it?
I would recommend
it. Well, that's cool. All right.
I would recommend it. It's a really nice movie.
You take your mom?
Yes, exactly. 100% you could take your mom to this movie.
Right.
Good. So, yep. Got a thing here. At least the Riders of Green and Gold didn't base in the 1998 season loss to Denver in the Super Bowl. Farm to be gone.
That's true. Huh? That is true.
I got another text here. So Coach Finkel goes 5-7 this year and misses a bowl game for the first time in 22 years. It gets a contract extension to 2032. Really?
What is that?
Coach Finkel, Wisconsin. Having some tough times, obviously. But yeah, they sent him to a big contract extension. But you know,
what? Like, I don't know, what sport is that?
Football, Badgers. Mm. But it's one of those things these days. If you got a guy that's good, you got to lock him up in a certain way because he could go 10-3 next year or something, and somebody will offer him twice right. The amount of money he's making.
Yeah.
And then if he's not doing good, they'll fire him, and it doesn't matter anymore. These schools, it doesn't matter anymore. There's so much money coming in.
Right.
That it's monopoly money.
Yeah, it is. And that college football. Yeah.
Cash cow. Ooh. Like, you can't. But it's also the haves and the have-nots.
Yeah, it is. That's it's getting more like that, right?
100 with the NIL. Mm-hmm. I mean, basically, a UW Green Bay basketball-wise, you hate to say this, is almost like a farm team. A GB at that level is almost like a Wisconsin Timber Rattlers to the major leagues.
Right.
Where if somebody's really good, they'll poach them. Yeah. They'll come, hey, bud. This is so-and-so, yada, yada, yada. We give you $3 million to come play for us next year. When do you want me there, coach?
Yeah.
That's just how it is.
Text from Mike. That's amazing.
One final check-in with you, fine professionals, loud and clear from Moshi, Tanzania.
That guy's down at Mount Kilimanjaro. That's unbelievable that he is listening to us down there.
Nice to have something to listen mid to late in the afternoon. Take care, gentlemen. Mike Pritzel. Best of luck, Mike.
Yep. So he's a guy that is climbing Mount Kilimanjaro. It's an 8-day climb, and he's got the porters with him.
And his lovely wife.
His wife, too, yeah. They got the porters with him, and that's going to be great. I'm sure he's going to send us a picture when he's on the top, and that's great. I'm really happy for him because I think that's not a lot of people's bucket list, but people who are serious outdoors people, that is on their bucket list. So.
And he's not the guy. You know, we've all been in these things. You know, when, it seems like when a new corporation – maybe broadcasting's different than others, but when a new corporation would buy your company, okay, and they'd bring in all their people from New York, Chicago, wherever they're based out of.
Right.
Right. And it's always one of those first things. We want to get to know everybody. Write down something you did, and then we'll read it and say, does
one of those icebreakers?
Oh, I hate those.
Just give me my check.
But what I'm saying is if you're in a big room, and so the moderator picked up, said, I climbed Mount Kilimanjaro. Oh. I'm not sure Mike would be the guy.
You'd point to. Right.
Todd, you would be the guy I'd point to.
See, and I would never do that.
I know, but you got the big beard.
Yeah.
And if you're in that one hat you wear sometimes. Yeah, probably
they would because those icebreaker things. I was in one of those. And, they like you said, they pull it to where did this or did that. And then one was disinterested. And it was pretty unanimous. That's Jim. So I just was not. I'm just not into that stuff. I'm like, let's.
But you know, guess this one I got busted on. Not busted, but I mean, it's like they picked up right away. My grandma went to prison.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one. That is a good one. Yeah.
So anyway, hey, it's Love Your Pet Day. And speaking of that, we got something to talk about that we're doing Saturday that sounds like a lot of fun with people's pets.
So Saturday at the Northland Hotel, and it's a free event, which is great, is being sponsored by, is it Rescue 7 or 7 Rescue? Whatever.
Yeah.
I got to look that up, but it's to adopt dogs.
Right.
And to support rescue dogs. And it's from 12 to 2. Johnny and I are hosting that. It's going to be a great event. The dogs are going to be there. There's a little bit of a beauty contest. I don't know if we're going to judge. I think we are.
You're in the contest.
We're in it.
Dress us like your favorite dog.
Yeah.
We'll talk more about that as soon as we come back. Might on the man here. We got a full lineup. We've got great, great lineup for you folks. Stay with us.
Sing the song with a heavy note. And rambling is the life I chose. Sitting here between the doors. The yellow line of keeping time. The things that's running through my mind.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Hey, it's John Mino.
And Jim Schmidt from Mino and the Mayor.
Want to stay in the loop with all things Northeast Wisconsin? Sign up for the WISS weekly newsletter.
Get the latest local stories, updates on the weather, and a special feature from our Mino and the Mayor podcast.
It's your one-stop shop for real news and great conversation in Northeast Wisconsin.
Log on to WISS.FM today and get signed up.
Real news, great conversation. Get signed up today at WISS.FM/newsletter.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Inflation has to go down. How would you suggest your president address that? He's not talking about the cost for Americans. Hell, everything he's doing seems to going to increase the cost for Americans, starting with trade wars with Canada and Mexico. So if there is something positive out of this administration, let me know what it is. I would absolutely give credit where credit is due if I see it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. From Oshkosh to Neenah, this is 98.3 WISS.
Thursday morning, once again, it is 13 degrees in Green Bay, which looks nice. Out to this 12, Oshkosh's 8, wind chill minus 2 on Trucker Thursday. I'll tell you what, man. Did you see out east, actually the southeast, not even east, southeast, like the North Carolinas, the Virginias, those semis, like where it turned just like out of the blue, turned into one of those ice storms like it was in Dallas that year.
Yeah.
And these tell you what, we have fun with truckers, but my God, those guys, they got a load they got to carry, and they are sideways, and they are jackknife, and they are, man, that is a tough job. God bless you.
With dash cams now, you get to see
those, the inside. You know,
yeah, the accidents and stuff like that.
Hey, I'll tell you something scary. Those dash cams in NASCAR cars, when the guys start to see what they got those guys doing now, when they start to spin, they have them put their hands against their chest. Just let go. Just put their hands there and just let it go. Because the torque is so bad now on those wheels, guys were getting their thumbs busted.
Oh.
Because it would spin so hard, it busts your thumb. So can you imagine that feeling when you just say, you know, it's kind of like the old song, Jesus Take the Wheel or something?
Yeah.
Where it's just like, they're like, they just put their hands just like this and they just let it go and whatever happens, happens.
That's going to be
tough
to do because they drive.
The natural instinct is.
Right, exactly.
I'll tell you, with that little bit of snow that we had this morning, we had dusting of snow.
Very little.
41 was pretty slick up toward Brown County, so be careful out there this morning. People were driving about 60 miles an hour. So
it's salt. Speaking of dash cams, and we talked a little bit yesterday about that pilot in Toronto.
Yeah.
That we think he has some explaining to do. Did you see Delta offered
$30,000?
Come on. Yeah. I gave you $500 to fly me from Minneapolis to, and you give me this carny ride, tip over, almost kill me. $30,000, you can even buy a car for that. I can't believe it. Delta is so wealthy, and that's laughable. I think some people aren't going to like that. That is trying to buy off, and then they'll sell it, never come back at us. Man, I tell you, had I been on that plane, trauma.
I'll tell you what.
Your Honor, I'm not sleeping.
Get all those people together, do one huge lawsuit.
Absolutely.
And just milk them. I'm sorry.
But yeah.
No just question. All agree before you do that, because people are like, oh, should we really do that?
Right.
And just to get the people to sign on, what is there, 42 people or something? Or 60, no. To get them to sign on, say, look, I know you don't like to do this. It's kind of, but I'll handle the lawsuit and 10% goes to charity. And they'll be like, all right, I'm in. I'll do it.
No question.
Assume for millions and some charity's going to end up with. Anyway, I couldn't believe when I read that. That is not, like, $30,000. It's just not a lot of money.
Well, plus, if it's taxable, depending on how you take it, it could be taxable right off the bat. So you're down to, what, $22,000 maybe now?
But
something else.
On the other hand, yeah, I mean, there's, don't know what is. I saw we have 200,000 lawsuits filed a day.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
We are so litigious in this country. It's unbelievable.
It's a great word. I'm gonna try to get that in once a week. Okay,
try tort reform. That's
tort
what
reform
we really
is
need.
Big too.
Yeah.
Big
that's
fan.
What we really need. That's it. So anyway, and I told you my brother's friend
doing
was
up to our torts.
No,
Todd, what's a tort?
I told you my brother's friend was on that plane. He was.
Yeah, I know. Can we talk to him?
Yeah, I don't know.
See if we can talk to him tomorrow morning.
That would be cool.
Slots open. Yeah,
that'd be phenomenal.
Because I know he was on the Times, New York Times interviewed him. I know he was on that NBC, whatever, the Today Show, whatever those morning shows are. But all right, I'll call my brother and he can maybe call him. He actually works for my brother. That would be fun to get him on there. I don't think we should really ask him about the lawsuit.
Just what was that like?
Right, how was it like?
Upside down. Was he the one that was the paramedic?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, he'll have a better perspective on it than
others. He was very calm and went into paramedic mode. But they had I saw a couple of interviews, and those people didn't think they were coming out of there.
Oh, I wouldn't.
No, me either.
I would have kissed it goodbye at that point. Yeah.
I mean,
then another small accident last night, a couple of planes down in Arizona.
Yeah, collided at Marana Airport right outside of Tucson.
Huh.
Yeah.
So are we just hearing about this now because it's big news? Because there's a lot of plane crashes or mishaps every year. We looked at that number earlier in the week.
We did. Okay, I was wondering that too. But then you mentioned, Todd, the other day about how many train accidents there are.
We talked about that too.
It's like, what?
There's a ton of those. And now we talk about how many lawsuits there are a day. So, yeah, there's a lot going on every day. That plane thing, I don't think we're just covering it now. But the media's been pretty big on planes. Like, when stuff happens, even those little tour planes up in Alaska, when they go down, it's like front page news. So I think there are more accidents.
It seems like it with passengers. I mean, sometimes a Cessna will go down and it's, God bless the person, but I mean, that's...
But they're not a passenger.
Well, it's like the pilot, but not like the Alaska one. There were 10 people aboard that little commuter plane.
Yeah.
There were, you know, how many in the New York thing? It was 62 or however, or whatever. Yeah,
right.
So, I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
These are passenger planes, not some private plane. Yeah, right. And again, no disrespect to a private, but I'm just saying these are passenger carriers.
Yeah. And so there was a article that I sent to my daughter, whose husband is afraid of flying, and I think this raises anxiety for flying, just because you're reading this stuff now. And so they said, 40% of the people are anxious to fly. Well, it's probably a little higher than that, or the people who are anxious are now more anxious. So there was an article on what to do before you fly, and so there's things, calming things you can do. But it's still, by far, hands down, no debate, the safest way to travel.
I just looked it up. It says it feels like there's more accidents, but actually, if you look at research and all that, it's pretty normal.
It is, huh?
Yeah. It basically says they're about as friendly as they've ever been, these guys.
Although, you know what?
Maybe they're happening together, though, maybe.
Well, the last couple of years, there have been some major ones. I mean, over in Europe, the one was just huge, mungus. You know, the New York one, I mean, that was like, okay, you hate to say this, but I'm just going to be honest. I don't lie in this show versus whatever. I'm just going to be brutally honest and then let the chips fall where they are. If something happens in some other faraway country.
Don't say that.
Okay. I won't say.
there was an American on board.
I know.
It's like,
yeah,
wow,
they, well, exactly.
You're kidding. 130 people died and one was an American. No way.
That's so I'm just awful. Saying how the media does it. I'm just, I've told you, I'm just being honest.
No,
it's not right. It's not good. I'm just being honest on that.
I totally
agree. But when something happens in New York, where we've all been, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You just relate to it a little bit more. It's like, oh, I flew that route. Whatever.
Right. No, it's, I'm glad Todd said it's there's no increase in.
You got this one. Planes crashing raises anxiety of flying. Thanks, Jim. I didn't know that.
I just,
texted
we're here
so far.
We're here to inform. All right. Thank you for listening.
We're going to be talking with a wonderful young lady about her family's sacrifice for the Battle of Iwo Jima, which started this week. Got some other things I want to read about that. We got Gary Gresh from St. Norbert. We've got the Battle Buddy Response Team founder coming out. We got Bill Jarns coming out. We got a lot of stuff. Back after this.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Maggie Dawn Show.
This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Nationwide testing of milk for high-path avian influenza has been underway for a few weeks. Where does Wisconsin's testing process stand? I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Thursday. Well, as of last week, Wisconsin has indeed engaged in testing our milk for high-path avian influenza. Randy Romanski, Wisconsin Secretary of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection, says in Wisconsin, though, that testing process not as easy as other states.
Well, Wisconsin is America's Dairyland, and obviously our state and its industry is unique compared to other states. We have more dairy farms than any other state, and quite honestly, we have more dairy processors than most other states have dairy farms. So it took a while to work through the process because when USDA recommended testing silos, that was in a state like ours, it's so unique that that is a difficult and timely process. So we worked with our federal partners, with our state partners to try to find a system that works, still gets the information that the USDA wants and that we all need to know, and at the same time is going to work for us, our staff to collect or somebody to collect the material.
Randy Romanski, Secretary of the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection, he said while details are still forthcoming on how they'll test milk, right now he anticipates that they'll utilize samples that are already collected for routine milk testing to try to streamline the testing process. As of last week, across the United States, there were 36 cases of high-path avian influenza in livestock in four different states in the last 30 days' time. Wisconsin has yet to detect any case.
When it comes to fungal diseases like soybean white mold and STS, you know how devastating yield loss can be. That's why you work with your seed dealer to find the best genetics for your farm. Did you know you can bring forward the defensive traits of those genetics with a seed treatment? Heads up, a biological plant activator primes your seed to turn on its natural defense against disease. Take your yields to the finish line. Ask your seed dealer for a heads up seed treatment.
Loss of appetite? Drop in milk production and dehydration are all key indicators of HPAI, or bird flu. This disease is a threat to cattle health and farmers' bottom line. Help protect your herd and reduce the spread by keeping animals hydrated and eating with BioVet. Bovine Goldlight provides key electrolytes for livestock, and our direct-fed microbial products support digestive health and appetite. Learn more at bile-vet.com.
Innovation.
And Saturday is the deadline to submit applications for this year's Century and Sesquicentennial Farm and Home Recognition. It happens in August during the Wisconsin State Fair. Go to the Wisconsin State Fair website for details and applications. I'm Pam Yonke.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Finally crawling out of the deep freeze today. Partly sunny skies with highs in the mid-20s. For tonight, mostly clear. It will be cold, just not as frigid as recent nights, lows near zero. And then on Friday, sunny skies to be expected with highs in the lower 20s. Currently, it's 8 degrees.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
You know, I really enjoy it when anyone else besides me cooks. Truly, I do. And if you feel the same, then the upcoming fundraiser at Christine and Domestic Abuse Services on Friday, February 28th just might interest you. You can taste delicious creations from over 30 chefs, all from the local community. Then vote on your favorite and see who wins Top Chef. If this is an event that interests you, and remember, it's for a good cause, you're going to want to check it out and get your tickets. Or heck, buy a whole table. Go to WISS.FM, click events, and get yours now.
Did you know more than 50,000 state residents report being scammed every year? I'm Lisa Hale.
I'm Terry Barr. How you can protect yourself on the next New Wisco Weekend.
Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS.
Social Security Safe. Alex Lawson from Social Security Works joins us. Plus weather with Brittany Merlot and sports with Paul Noonan.
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings at 10. 10-
For WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. 42-year-old Gustavo Cantu was convicted yesterday of being party to felony murder, armed robbery for the shooting death of Randall Denny in Green Bay in 2022. The jury delivered the verdict on a charge that was reduced from first-degree intentional homicide. Cantu's brother Alejandro and a third suspect in the murder, Jacob Ventura, were tried separately. Following an executive order by President Donald Trump last month aimed at barring transgender female athletes from competing in women's or girls' sports, the Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association, or WIAA, announced yesterday that only students assigned female at birth can compete in girls' sports. The NCAA similarly updated its policies. Fox Crossing Republican Nate Gustafson, who introduced a bill last year that would have kept biological males from competing in girls' sports, applauded the WIAA action. Governor Tony Evers vetoed that bill last year. We hear about the housing crisis in Wisconsin and the lack of housing in general. Development is happening in the greater Green Bay area to fill those needs. Green Bay Mayor Eric Genrich says one of the problems the city has faced deals with the way the population has grown.
One of the issues that we see, not just in Green Bay, but everywhere, is the reduction of household size, right? So you need more units to actually house the same number of people.
Genrich made his comments on a recent episode of Lean Local with Jim Schmidt, airing Sundays at 1 on WGBW. With the bitter cold we've been having and the snow comes a risk of fire. Melissa Kay has details.
With the snow that fell over the weekend and the extreme cold now, the local fire department is reminding homeowners to make sure your vents are clear. Your dryer vent, furnace exhaust, water heater exhaust, and gas meter all need to be cleared of snow to function properly. A few minutes to check can keep your house warm, your appliances working properly, and prevent a call to emergency services.
I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
Ready.
While the teams get ready to choose their top draft pick, you can help Mino and the Mayor choose their top craft pick.
Northeast Wisconsin is home to amazing breweries, wineries, cideries, and distilleries, and we need your help picking the best.
We've drafted 10 of our favorites, but which local craft beverage creator will go to number one? That's up to you. Mino and the Mayor's top craft pick. Drafting Northeast Wisconsin's finest one sip at a time. Details coming soon. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor. Here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on Trucker Thursday. We got a very special guest coming up just a little bit. Beth talking about her uncle's service in Iwo Jima. I've got some excerpts to read for one of my books regarding Iwo Jima. I put a big thing on my Facebook. Bernie Neville, wonderful, wonderful gentleman from Green Bay, originally from Sturgeon Bay, who was only eight, he had just turned 18 years old. Was on Iwo Jima, and he looked at the pictures I got of him. He looks 16 years old, and those are the, you know, I always say Hollywood does the actual guys that did the, and women that did the fighting, a disservice, because they'll hire these actors that are like 34 years old to play the part of something, a guy that would be like 21, maybe, you know, or another one, guy who's 29, and in real life, the guy would be 19, you know, so we get this image of these, you know, indestructible warriors. Then when you see what they really were, they were kids. I mean, again, with the Bayport football team we had at our show a couple months ago, imagine them in a year, they would be the guys that these people are portraying. It's a whole different world than people think.
No doubt.
Along those lines. Once again, today is Love Your Pet Day. We were talking a little bit about a big event on Saturday at the Northland that I think is a really cool event. It's a chance for people just to come on out, talk about dog or pet adoption and things like that. Right. And Todd, did you talk to Lisa in Oshkosh, Lisa Hale? I didn't know if she wanted to take part in this.
Why with her tarantulas?
With her pets?
Yeah, no, yeah. I don't think she's going to be available.
It's not tarantula day. No, it's okay. It's we're.
How funny would that be if she showed up with her tarantulas?
She's got a dog, too, so.
Oh, she does?
Yeah. Oh, does she? Yeah. Well, then she's more than invited.
Yeah.
No, that's going to be
so
fun.
So we'll talk more about that coming up here.
Right.
It's cherry pie day. It's like the only pie in the world. That and pumpkin pie, only two pies I don't like. I don't like cherries. They're too tart.
Well, not and you got to put sugar on them.
Well, then you're defeating the purpose.
And then you got the thing with cherries is getting the seeds out, because we used to pick cherries and then pit the cherries. I did that. We brought the kids. They were young. We went cherry picking, and then you get those pitters, and we invited the Monsignor over for dinner.
Wow.
First piece he took, seed.
Cherry pit?
The first one, like, out of that whole pie, and he's like, oh, I got, that's, oh, sorry, Father, you know. Yes. So that's.
You know what I think has tainted me, though? I'll never forget, because we had a couple cherry trees in our yard, and they were, you didn't really eat them because they're just so bitter.
They are tart. Okay. But there's different kinds of cherries that aren't so tart. But anyway, yeah.
So it's down the stretch. And well, I got a feeling in the UP where you have a growing season in about 3 weeks. They're, you know, not going to be. So anyway, so one of my friends said, my grandma said she'll bake a pie. Okay, so we pick. All right. She goes, I ran out of sugar, so there's not much sugar.
Jeez. Yeah.
And she goes, and I didn't want to waste all day pitting them.
So no way.
We're eating a cherry pie, okay, with zero sugar, basically, and the seeds are, or the things aren't pitted.
Oh my
now,
gosh.
Now, you have that when you're young. Tell me you're ever going to have good memories of cherry pie.
No, I get it. I get it. Scarred for life. Nope.
Scarred for life.
Nope. I wow.
Yes.
Not what you think of when you think of grandma's cherry pie.
No.
Wow.
Exactly. Well, it wasn't my grandma, though. It was a buddy's, and she was kind of cranky.
All right.
She's one of those grandmas that you're kind of scared of.
She didn't,
you know, there's like the really nice grandma. Then there's the other ones that are one of those things. So,
but cherry pie's awesome.
Mm-hmm. What else is it? Muffin day? Muffin top or just muffin day, Todd?
Just muffin.
Just muffin day. All right. Leadership day. Okay. Introduce a girl to engineering day.
Well, that's cool.
That's fantastic. Yeah. The whole STEM type thing. I mean, these young ladies have so many more opportunities than. But again, it's just the way I remember my sisters. You know, I talk about some classes that you talk about the dark ages maybe of all my brothers and sisters used to have to take. Number one, Latin.
Yeah.
They all had to take Latin.
Nothing wrong with that.
Which is actually kind of cool. I mean, I wish I knew more.
If you're a doctor. Yeah.
But I mean, I always find it fascinating when you see like how this word is in like Latin and you see how they're connected.
I've always thought
that was kind of cool. But they used to have to take Latin, shorthand, and typing.
Yeah.
Had to have those three core classes.
Did you have to take typing?
Yeah, I took it.
Yeah, so did we. Yeah.
Social Justice Day. All right. Pipe smoking day. I grew up in a house of pipe smokers.
Oh, that smells great.
And I just want to say it. When I go to Boss's, I did that book signing at Boss's News in DePere right before Christmas. And they just put me this little thing next to the different. And it's like, oh my gosh.
Isn't that?
Cherry blend and all these different types of tobaccos. Yeah. Say what you want. I love the smell of pipe smoke.
I think most people do.
Love it.
That's great.
John, was your grandma in prison all that time for that terrible cherry pie?
It was a different guess.
Different grandma. Handcuff day. Huh.
Have you worn those?
Only like at, Halloween parties.
Yeah, right. Okay. That's right. You BS for a living.
Politics day. Mm. Thank you. Lordy, boo. Lordy, lordy. Today
what else is there to talk
national
about?
National No Politics Day. Oh. Wow.
Okay.
All righty.
Thank
all right,
you
for
I'm going to sleep all day.
Happy birthday, Trevor Noah. He has a show on.
Well, he was on The Daily Show, right?
Okay.
He was The Daily Show host.
All right.
That's it. Okay. Yep. Cindy Crawford is 59. You know, we were talking about commercials, how, you know, they've gotten for the Super Bowl. It's like, she had the simplest commercial that still has one of the highest Q ratings of all time, where it's just you like, they'd have those monitors set up for people and they'd do the whole thing.
Yep.
And those focus groups, like it, not like it. It was one of the highest rated of all time. It was the most simple commercial. It was her when she was at the zenith of her Sports Illustrated supermodel career. Okay. And she's out in the country someplace and there's a Pepsi machine and she just puts in that dollar bill for the Pepsi machine and then she drinks it and these boys are watching her. That was the whole commercial.
Really?
And remember that, Todd?
Oh yeah. I was a young man back then.
It's in formidable years. Yeah. And it's still one of the most iconic Super Bowl commercials and like one of the most basic, easily done commercials of all time.
You remember it. So, yeah. Well,
simplicity wins sometimes and stuff like that. I still remember it. Charles Barkley is 62. Patty Hearst is 71. Man, was that a big story.
Unbelievable story. If younger people are listening, you need to revisit that. I mean, wealthy family and a publisher and join that army and then turn on her. That's my mom was just talked. We talked about that a lot in our house because, I mean, that to see that happen is unbelievable. And now she, when she gets interviewed now, she's like, yeah, that was then, this is now. It's like, well, no, it's still kind of a big story. But
it seems like she kind of hooked up with one of the guys and yada, yada, yada. Then she was Titania, was it? Titania?
Right.
Holding that rifle? Yeah. I may have had a poster of that.
I think a lot of us did, but wow.
She like, oh, I got to be honest.
She looked hot. I did. Yeah.
Certain women, you put a beret on them and give them an AK-47.
Yeah, and
it's got a certain something.
Right, and it.
What's that French word? Je ne sais quoi?
Oh, I thought it was boing.
Yeah. Oh, jeez.
Sorry.
Isn't that the term, je ne sais quoi?
I don't know.
Any French people out there?
The uniform fit, French. I know that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I think I went like her as Halloween one time. I really did. But anyway, yeah, so happy birthday. And then she'd marry her Secret Service guy, or not a Secret Service guy. I think that was Susan Ford who hooked up with her Secret Service guy. And then... Patty Hearst, she married somebody like that, though.
Not from that group, did she?
No. Somebody on the other side.
Okay.
Like somebody from the government type thing.
Oh.
I think she married. Yeah.
She's 71. That, because, well, how old was she when that happened? She was what?
20?
Yeah, 21? I was gonna say, yeah. She's young.
Because that was mid-late 70s.
And what a story that was.
That was unbelievable.
That's unbelievable.
And then that she joined them.
That's it. She was kidnapped, right? And everybody's, oh my God. And,
poor girl. How are we going to rescue her?
Right. And we got how much money they, and we got to get her back. And then she sends, what did she send like a letter to him or something?
Yeah.
Or a tape. It was something that, like, Dad, I'm
bleep you. Right. I'm with these people. Bleep you.
Like, what?
If that's my dad, that's the response.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah. I think with his will, she would have kind of.
She went in
that,
as Patty. She came out as Tatiana. I'm a revolutionary.
She was.
Call me by my new name. Tatiana, I've been reborn. You socialist pigs. That was her.
That was her.
That was crazy.
Anyway, that's, you know what? That's a good case study for students, because I don't think we talk about her enough, and that was a big, big deal.
Something was named, it wasn't her, the other one. It was the group, they were kidnapped on a train, and they started getting the Stockholm Syndrome.
No,
do you remember the Stockholm Syndrome?
I don't.
These people were captured on a train in Europe. Okay, must have been in Stockholm. And they were negotiating, and they started, like, sympathizing with their captors.
It went over the other, yeah.
Where they kind of get brainwashed in the other way. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah, the Stockholm Syndrome. Oh, that was big. Yeah.
Wow. Wow, man.
I can't stop thinking about that. I was such a talented actor back in my day. That I think I could have convinced the bad guys. Yeah, I'll witch you, man. Damn right.
Bring them. Well,
yeah.
You and Charles Manson. I mean, bring them over to your side. Yeah,
yeah.
That's what happened to Patty Hearst, who came from such a, I guess.
But I would have faked it to make, you know.
I see.
Yeah, I wouldn't have really joined it, but I would have been a good enough actor
to
let them think. Yeah.
Get on the inside.
And then as soon as I was rescued, wipe them out.
Yeah.
Wipe them out. Here's where they live. Yeah, I'd be that guy.
Yeah, I think you would have been found out.
I don't think so.
Hey, Johnny's a rat.
You would have talked before me.
No, I wouldn't. The guy.
Todd, who would have talked first?
Johnny's a rat.
Todd.
I'm telling you.
I'm making a list in my mind what it would take for each of you to talk, like all the things we could put you in.
Oh, yeah.
All the situations.
Well, yours.
Well, yeah, you know I'm claustrophobic.
I was going to say, yours, you put him in a closet, he'll tell you anything you want to know.
Yeah, I should have told you my fears.
Yeah, that was not a good idea. Jim was
I can swim.
Yeah, right. Yeah, in a closet over water, that's what could get you to do anything.
We'll just make Jim eat some food from Dollar Tree, and he'll talk like that.
This is all you got is tuna fish from the Dollar Tree. Either eat this or you don't get anything for 2 weeks. Yeah. What's it going to be?
All right, let me tell you what's really going on here.
Okay, let me. Johnny's ready to talk. You're going to believe him over me?
It's waterboard or tuna from Dollars. Okay, that's he'll talk with the Dollar
he'll
Store
talk.
Tuna.
Absolutely. All right, once again, we got a great lineup coming up. Got a young lady talking about her uncle's service in Iwo Jima, which is today is one of the anniversaries. Gary Gresh, St. Norbert, Samuel Rock, Battle Buddy Response Team. We got Red and Jen Metcalf, Downtown Green Bay Cafe, Crawl, John Snyder Garden, Bill Jarts. Full slate.
Never mind them brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
The WISS High School Sports Calendar is brought to you by Zaroni's Macaroni and Pizza Pub.
Here are some events for Oshkosh West teams. March 14th is Girls Varsity Basketball State versus WIAA at Green Bay Resch Center. March 15th is Girls Varsity Basketball Sprawl versus WIAA at Green Bay Resch Center. And also that day is Boys Varsity Basketball Sectionals versus WIAA at Oshkosh North High School. March 18th is both the Girls and Boys Varsity Track Invitational against multiple schools, 4 p.m. at UWO. For more events and details, visit OWHSWildcats.com.
The WISS High School Sports Calendar brought to you by Zaroni's Macaroni and Pizza Pub. Open to all those looking to break free from the tyranny of cheap pizza and powdered mac. Locally sourced from the community for the highest quality ingredients. Zaroni's.com. Get back to Zaroni's. You know, the Macaroni and Pizza Pub on Jackson Street in Oshkosh? They're back open under new ownership with all the familiar recipes you know and love. Enjoy the Zaroni's to-go lunch buffet. Fill up the box and they'll fill your drink, all for just $11.50. Buffet to-go. Zaroni's Macaroni and Pizza Pub menu includes specialty mac and cheese, pizza, salads, appetizers, and desserts. The to-go buffet is open Tuesday through Friday, 11 to 2. Zaroni's is back. 2407 Jackson Street. Zaroni's.com.
Ready.
While the teams get ready to choose their top draft pick, you can help Mino and the Mayor choose their top craft pick.
Northeast Wisconsin is home to amazing breweries, wineries, cideries, and distilleries, and we need your help picking the best.
We've drafted 10 of our favorites, but which local craft beverage creator will go to number one? That's up to you. Mino and the Mayor's top craft pick, drafting Northeast Wisconsin's finest one sip at a time. Details coming soon.
Welcome to the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS.
He's pounding down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say we can go? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch no bandit run.
Hey, welcome back. My name is Mayor here on Trucker Thursday. Nothing better than Trucker Thursday. All the respect in the world for those men and women driving the highways, delivering the goods, doing what they got to do, especially in this unbelievably crappy weather. So anyway, we're going to be talking about, but just one more time, I want to talk about Saturday. A couple of things we're doing. Pause for applause at the Northland. This Saturday from noon until 2. Jim and I are going to be there. Dog fashion show, photo ops. Love it. Custom dog tag engraving. Runway winners photo featured on the Hotel Northland website. Lucky Seven Pubs featured on the Poke the Bear cocktail menu and Walk the Runway. We got lots of giveaway baskets, a lot of fun stuff. Bring your pet down. Pause for applause, which is a very, very cool thing. And it's all basically to help with rescue and all the great things you do for dogs and your
family
pets.
Event. That's
family event, without question. Yep. I wish my granddaughters were in town.
Yes,
I'd take them for
that's
that.
Be a good one.
Without question. And then another thing we got going on Saturday in Two Rivers at the Community Center, which is a spectacular place. Got a huge fundraising event. It's the price is right. And we're actually going to be doing this is my fifth year, I think, doing it. It's to raise funds for local athletes, for young athletes in Manitowoc County. And they do a fantastic job at raising those funds and making a lot of them and having a really fun event. And it's basically exactly like the movie or the TV show, the game show, The Price is Right. Yeah. We got the huge Plinko board. Yeah. It's really quite an event. Yeah. And that's at the community center on Saturday.
That's going to be a fun day.
And as I mentioned, we're hoping to bring that to Green Bay for
at the Tunnelton, yeah, and we planted some seeds. We just want to make sure when we do it right.
See the layout of the land.
Yep. So that's I'm coming just to audit the show. You MC it, right?
I'm the
Bob Barker. Is that his
name? I'd be the Johnny Olson.
You want to be the Johnny Olson?
I'd be the Johnny Olson.
That's good because we could see. Yeah. All right, Johnny, who's our next?
That's 100%.
Okay, you're Johnny Olson.
Yes.
All right.
Our next, yada yada. We've got this
fun.
Beautiful recliner.
Yeah. That is going to be, I'm really looking for, I haven't, been to, you know, like you, a million events. I've not been to that. So I'm really looking forward to it.
I've never seen it or heard of it anywhere else. But, you know, you got to have, they got some certain equipment, like the Plinko board and some certain other things.
But I asked the guy, if we do a fundraiser, can we use it? And he said yes.
Oh, yeah.
Now, maybe
we just need a big truck to haul it in. It's like 7 feet high.
We can find somebody to do that.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to be fun. So we got to figure out when we're going
to
do that.
We'll tie it down to the top of the mayor's Beamer.
Have it spinning the whole time as we go. I think that'd be actually really funny.
It's a lot of, pulling a lot of wind.
Just spin that thing around. Yeah.
So, that'd be great. That's going to be fun.
So that's in Two Rivers. I you know, I've said it a million times. I'm going to say it again. I think Two Rivers is the most underrated city in Wisconsin as far as that I've been in.
Yeah, Northeast. It's in the mid, and there's a lot of great cities, especially when you get up to like Michigan City, Holland. In Michigan,
over there,
on that side, on the Michigan side, there's some beautiful little communities up there, Ludington. But Two Rivers, they got it going on.
They absolutely got it going on. They got a nice downtown.
They do.
It's a vibrant downtown. It's clean.
Yeah,
it's
just, and everything's so well maintained there. See, they don't, sometimes, you know, it's.
I've never had a bad meal.
Well, that, the meals, the food's great, but and then you got, like I said, they keep the maintenance up, like the community house.
Absolutely,
that thing is just spotless.
That thing's over 100 years old, right. I think. And you walk in there, and it is. You're right. It's one of those old schools where the floors are glistening, kind of, and it's really well maintained.
Yeah, and the lighting in the city, and then you're surrounded by the lake.
Yep, and a beautiful beach
and Two Rivers.
Why did it used to have like a bad connotation? I don't want to say connotation.
Because of the carp?
Yeah.
Because of the, you know, that. And then they had all that alewife. Remember that?
They were kind of, yeah.
Stacked up on the beach, and it was like, oh, man. Okay. I don't know. The only negative in this, to some people, it's a positive. It's the population's been pretty stagnant. 40 years at 12,000. I mean, it just hasn't grown like, but some people like that.
Yeah, I was just going
to
say.
There are some communities up in Door County that.
They want that.
When you
apply
to be the city manager there, and you're like, look, I'm going to come in here and bring this and that and that.
No, go somewhere else. You get the old beep, beep.
That's exactly what. And you, if you can afford it, that's fine. But usually you need that tax base to help with the services.
What I like about Two Rivers.
They're doing it.
It's like, here's who we are. And we're going to do that real good.
Right.
We're not going to be something we're not. We're not going to all of a sudden change. Right. Here's who we are. And we're going to do these things really good.
Yeah. Yeah. And they do. And it's the demographics, I think it's a little bit older. I don't know that. I don't know that there's a lot of. That would be my only concern is
if you want to know Two Rivers, if you want to know there, you have to do the document.
Go to the KC Club.
Go to the Waverly Beach Bar.
Yeah.
For. When they have pizza at half price or whatever, or what's the other one? Port Sandy Bay.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah.
That's a phenomenal
place.
But
right in that same neck of the woods is the KC Club for the Friday Fish Fry.
Oh, yeah.
And you just go down these steps.
You know, No.
Yeah?
No. I know where the KC Club is, right outside my doctor's office in Two Rivers.
That's what I'm saying. But
I thought you're talking over by.
No. Oh. That's what I'm saying. It's kind of by the beach.
Because I've seen
a little bit.
Sign, and I thought to myself, I bet that's a really good fish fry.
It is. You go downstairs.
Yeah.
You walk down. I don't think they have an elevator in that place. And you sit at tables that like Formica on there. What do they have? Bluegill. I don't know how many. But that is a fun fish fry. Everybody knows everybody there. And if you show up, you're going to be the stranger. But it's great. I mean, that's such a great community.
I love those little places. When I go up to the deer hunting camp in the UP, I drive in this little town called Perkins, Michigan, which probably has 200 people, but they got an American Legion, and inevitably when you're there, pancakes Sunday, fish Friday, like something on Wednesday.
Liver and onions on
Liver
Wednesday.
Liver and onions. Love those places. We got to start a quick break. Back after this.
He's got to catch the bolt to make Fermentine, and he hits up that old New Brunswick line. To Montreal, he comes just not flying with another big load of potatoes. It's Bud the Spud from the bright red mud, rolling down the highway smiling. The Spuds are big on the back of Bud's rig. They're from Prince Edward Island. They're from Prince Edward Island.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, former U.S. Attorney James Santel will explain to me the difference between an absolute monarchy and a constitutional republic. Which one is by and for the people? Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Finding the special healthcare resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special healthcare needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions, get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The bodies of four hostages arriving back in Israel, handed over by Hamas as a part of the latest ceasefire talks. Six living Israeli hostages to be released this weekend. President Trump continuing to insist that Ukraine is responsible for the Russian invasion of Ukraine and calling Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky a dictator without elections. More job cuts are headed to government jobs, including at the Department of Defense. Here's ABC's Rachel Scott.
President Trump's budget acts preparing to swing at the largest agency in the federal government, with deep cuts at the Pentagon now on the horizon. Sources tell ABC News Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has asked top Pentagon officials to draw up plans for a sweeping 8% cut. The department hasn't seen cuts this deep in more than a decade.
Walmart rolling through the fourth quarter with a strong profits and sales. The outlook for 2025, however, not quite so rosy, thanks to tariffs that could threaten the low-price model at Walmart. This is ABC News. A setback.